Now we are going to see that this relates to two things in our lives. First of all, to personal holiness, and then to our fellowship with others that are round about us. Now, this matter of holiness is something that most Christians are frightened of today. Many years ago, when I was a young preacher, I heard the late Bishop Moore of the old Southern Methodist Church make this statement. He says, if Methodists were as afraid of sin as they are of holiness, it would be a wonderful thing. Well, may I say it doesn't only apply to Methodists, but it applies to most Christians today. They just don't like this term holiness. It's a very good word, by the way, and that's actually what Paul's talking about. Now, we're to go directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's alive today, and you won't find him in Bethlehem today, friends. If you're thinking about a little baby, you're thinking wrong. He's up yonder at God's right hand, right at this very moment. He's on a throne, not in a cradle, and not in an inn, but in heaven itself, and he's there for you and me today. Now, if you are in Christ, if you've accepted him as your Savior, it's going to tell in your life down here. And friends, if it doesn't tell in your life down here, maybe you're not in him up yonder. And the important thing now is to see, he says here in verse 5, mortify, and that means to put in the place of death. You count on it. That when he died 1,900 years ago, you died. Therefore, when you have a member of your body that's offending you, is it your eye? Is it today covetousness? For he mentions specifically now a great many of these sins. Is it sex? These are the things that get right down to where you and I walk today, right down where the rubber meets the road, right down on the sidewalks, not only in New York, but the sidewalks of your town and my town today. He says, therefore, mortify the members which we have here in these bodies of ours. These bodies are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit, and they're to be used for God, and therefore fornication. And these are still dirty words in my book, and that, I think, refers to both physical and spiritual fornication and uncleanness. That includes thoughts, words, looks, gestures, and the jokes you tell. And inordinate affection, that's lust, by the way. And evil concupiscence. And there's a good one for you. That means evil desire you have in your heart. Evil desire. Well, put that thing to death, friends. And covetousness. And that means we must have mourning. And that's idolatry. Now, this morning, as I came down to the radio, there were a great many people that were on the way to work. And up above where I live there, many professional men, many men that are executives. And my one man went by me in the Cadillac. He didn't see me or anybody else. He's in a hurry. You know why? We'd see pictures of heathen going to temples over in the Orient and in benighted countries, and we feel sorry for him. We say, my, isn't that terrible? That poor fella over yonder's in darkness, and he's going in to worship an idol and bow before it. This fellow in the Cadillac, too, was on the way down to worship his idol, and his idol is the almighty dollar, and he's going to see how much that he's going to make. And a great many folk today that are overcome by this matter of covetousness, and they covet material things of this world. They want more money. The root of most of our problems in this country today is covetousness. And the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not. It can be used for the glory of God, for that matter. And as one man said to me, he says, I'm working today, and I'm working for God. I've already made mine. A man down in Florida, I've known him over a period now of about 10 years, and I was out when I first met him on his boat. We went out in the bay and had lunch together. Lovely person. And as he talked, he's in his 40s at that time. He's in his 50s now. But he was in his 40s, and he's already retired. And he very frankly said, he said, well, I made $1 million. And if I made $2 million, I'd have to give most of it to the government anyway. And therefore, he said, I decided I'd retire. And now what I make, he says, I'm putting it in the Lord's work. That's the thing that he was doing. How wonderful. He certainly is not overcome with covetousness, but how many men today, even Christians, working on that second million, and they don't need it because they worship an idol. And that is something that indicates, my friend, you're not in Christ. If you're in Christ, that must come first. And you must seek the things which are above.